7:23, Ted Dabrowski, Wire Points. Ted, good talk to you again, pal. How have you been?
Hey, good morning, Tom. How are you?
Interesting article Ted wrote last week, and of course it's a theme we've talked about here in the past, but his article is, look, after the budget address by the governor, talking about our, you know, making claims about our financial status here in Southern Illinois, Ted says, yeah, that's all predicated on the American Rescue Plan money.
Yeah, there's a lot of celebration going on right now by the Pritzker administration about how well the budget is and how the numbers are improved and all that, and taking credit for it. But in fact, the only credit really goes to the federal government and its massive bailouts. There's been almost $200 billion sent from the federal government to the private sector, to states and local governments. And it's that that's just ballooned spending. It's ballooned tax revenues for the government, sales tax revenues, income tax revenues, capital gains tax revenues. So it's that has made the numbers temporary. And it's only temporary, right? And I think it's really bad that Governor Pritzker and his administration are trying to celebrate something that, one, doesn't deserve celebration, and two, there's been nothing done about our problems in Illinois, nothing for taxpayers, whether it's property tax or pension reform, any kind of relief. It's not there.
All right. So in your article, you say it's a $186 billion impact. Now, I'm curious about this because if we say that's the impact on the state's budget, but isn't part of that $186 million phase two distributed directly to municipalities and local government?
Correct. It's going to everybody, right? So this is, you're talking about stimulus checks. That was $30 billion. To state and local governments is another $30 billion. Income support, like these unemployment benefits, is another $28 billion. And then you've got all the loans that went out to businesses and stuff like that for the disaster that happened. And that was another $70 billion. So you're talking about money that's flowing through the system. And, you know, people have been spending money, and it's created more sales tax revenues for the government, more income tax revenues, and suddenly the coffers are full in government, and you know, in the short term, they're happy for that.
How much was sent directly to the state of Illinois, Ted?
To the state of Illinois, it's $8.1 billion, and then there's another, you know, $5 billion, $6 billion that's flown through as well, but the direct stuff is $8.1 billion.
So,
and that's a huge amount as well.
Well, because the governor says there's a surplus, one-plus billion dollars.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, here's what's amazing is you know, the governor did his forecast about 14 months ago and said that we were going to be have revenues in the government of about $39 billion. Well, just a few months later, there's $46 billion. So he had this massive $6 billion influx because of all the spending that everybody did from the American Recovery Act or Rescue Act. And so it's all that money that did that. Now, the governor and the General Assembly, one, they hardly met, and two, they haven't passed anything to make Illinois stronger. If anything, they've passed things to make it more expensive.
All right. Well, the governor, of course, last week talking about property tax relief, food tax relief, and gasoline tax relief. Now, some people have done some work on this, saying basically, I think it was the American Tax Foundation, something like that, did some research, and they said, look, if you fill up your tank every week, you'll save about a dollar.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you have 15, you're going to save about 2 cents a gallon, and you know, if you have a 15-gallon, you're talking about 30 cents when you fill up. That's not going to change your life. But listen, more important than that, you don't save anything. And this is the point I've been trying to make. Governor Pritzker is not reducing the gas tax. What he's promising to do is to not increase it in July another 2 cents.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's a kind of a funny relief right here. Listen, I won't gouge you more. We have the second highest gas taxes in the country. And Governor Pritzker and his team doubled them from the state portion of it from 19 cents to 38 cents a couple of years ago. So this isn't relief.
And I did the math just by what I could understand from the proposals that were talked about, and the property relief tax for my home would be $90.
Well, yeah, I'm going to give you the same answer I just gave you on the gas tax. Because of inflation, the tax levies that cities and local school governments and all those raise is going to go up by 5%. So the relief Governor Pritzker is offering is relief that you're just not going to have it hiked. So again, you're not going to see those $90. You just won't have to spend another $90. And Tom, let me mention inflation, a 1% grocery tax savings. Remember, meat is up 19%, beef is up 19%. I think milk is up whatever it is, 11%. You know, everything is up 7%, 8%, 10%, 12%. So that's not much of a not much of a relief either.
Yeah, I bought a gallon of milk on Thursday. I think it was $4.34, I think, a gallon, I think.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting. Somebody says, well, ask about pensions. And says Moody's says total pension debt owed by the state is $340 million, saying that would works out to about $66,000 per household in the state. I think there's some other ways to look at this, including the comptroller's own website, saying unfunded pension liabilities, $129,987,500,000, and that's as of 6/30/21. Unfunded pension liabilities, the interesting word to hear there. And when it comes to that issue, dealing with pensions still out there, and it now is consuming, as of last year's budget, 20% of the state's expenditures.
Yeah, nothing done on pensions. The good news, and I'll give you the good news, and it has nothing to do with the Pritzker administration, is that because of the trillions of dollars that the federal government pushed into the economy, it found its way into the stock market, and we had the biggest stock market gain we've had in forever. Pension funds across the country returned about 25% on their investments. That's massive. That's once in a 30-year type of return. So things are better from that perspective, but no reforms, no anything. And don't forget, you know, what the stock market can give, it can take it away, right? So it's not anything we can count on. And again, we've heard not a word about pension reform. As a matter of fact, Governor Pritzker says he's not going to reform pensions.
In his budget address, the governor said our state budget surpluses would exist even without the money we receive from the federal government. They have been very, in the governor's office, and Andy Menard have both discussed this with me, saying, look, this budget, $45.4 billion, up from $42.441 billion, they've been very clear, whether it's Andy or the governor's office, that had no impact on Illinois' budget.
Yeah, fascinating. You know, this is the same government that's locked down the economy more than other states. You know, if you listen to governors around the country, and we wrote a piece on this at wirepoints.org, most governors are saying, thank God for the federal rescue. It's flooded us with cash. They are all saying that, whether it's Newsom in California or several around the state, a country. And yet here we are in Illinois, which has had the strictest lockdowns, has not passed a single reform, has done nothing to grow the economy. The only thing it did was pass that tax hike, the $650 million tax hike on businesses last year. That's it. And so for them to point and say that they themselves fix this budget. It's just wrong. And you'll recall, it was Governor Pritzker who wanted to do this progressive tax just a few years, last year. If he's so good at turning around the economy, in the middle of a crisis without doing anything, then why was he going after progressive tax in the first place?
Ted Dabrowski from WirePoints. Ted, it's good to talk to you again. The budget's not done. That was the budget address. There's a lot of things still yet to be done. Negotiating, according to the office, there are four or six negotiators, all of the Democratic Party, working on the budget, I guess, deciding how big their respective slices are would be my guess. Your thoughts, Ted?
Well, you know, they're going to keep negotiating. And when there's this much money flooding the system, the federal money's still there. We still got some of it left. There's no pressure. What I want to see, Tom, and this is what I want your listeners to take away, is, you know, there's a race coming up in November, and whether it's the governor or the guys competing with him, I want to hear who's fighting for property tax relief. We're the second highest in the country. Who's fighting for gas tax and the real gas tax relief, right? None of this short-term stuff. Who's going to talk about pension reform? And the last is, you know, scaling back the power of the public sector unions. They have all the power, and the ordinary person doesn't. That's what we should be hearing from the candidates, and that's what a real honest assessment by Governor Pritzker would be, is that, you know, we're still in trouble. We need to do major reforms.
And my thing that I'm looking is the unemployment trust fund and how we're dealing with that.
Oh, well, Tom, very good point. You and I have talked about this for a couple months now. Nothing has been done. We've got nearly a $5 billion hole, and, you know, it's another thing. You can't celebrate a balanced budget if you are leaving something like the unemployment insurance, which, you know, again, is to take care of people during these crazy times. If it's empty, how can we be celebrating a balanced budget?
And then the speed bump issues that are supposed to come into play as well. News Radio WJPF 733, Ted Dabrowski of WirePoints.